A nationwide report by the State Public Interest Research Groups, or PIRGs, looks at risk management plans sent to the federal government by the paper industry, petroleum refineries, chemical plants, and other industrial facilities. The Wisconsin version of the study focuses on pulp and paper mills and says at least two facilities in central Wisconsin still use potentially dangerous chlorine products to whiten paper. Wisberg spokesman Bruce Spate says 26,000 people could be at risk if large amounts of the chemical were released in an accident or terrorist attack.
And I think the most concerning thing is that we actually have safer alternatives, and we already have a paper mill in Wisconsin that has switched over to using a safer process, a totally chlorine-free process.
The environmental groups are backing a bill in Congress that would require chemical facilities to use safer chemicals whenever feasible and allow states to pass chemical security measures that are tougher than federal law. But Wisconsin Paper Council President Jeff Landon says the report shows local paper and pulp firms, including ones in Menasha and Wausau, have switched from chlorine. He says plants still using the chemical have management plans.
It's a risk that I think is manageable. Especially in the state of Wisconsin compared to other states, it's a very small risk compared to other locations that were cited in the report.
Landon says the mills have also taken additional steps to improve plant security while balancing that with economic concerns. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.